Girl, get the goss. It's time to spill the goss hotly. And yes, of course, we have a roundup of all the new season 14 dolls.
Ooh, and we've got a let's get political catch up, as so many things have been happening in this world.
Plus, it's the holiday season. Are you ready for a little cold winter weather?
Ooh, chilly. It's the end of the year, and guess what? We're going to be taking a little break.
Take a break.
But we'll give you all the details on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, go and read some DMs. Overflowing with theories, advice requests, beefy pediatrician cock.
So keep it dialed right here. It's time for some hot
goss.
Forever. Dog.
Ooh. Ooh. Cha cha.
Welcome back for yet another steaming.
Piping. Scalding
serving of hot Gossica Johnson. This is our weekly chat show where we, you know, chit-chat about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the D-Dems. So, should we just get into it?
Let's just get right into it.
Let's get into some
hot goss.
That's hot goss.
Ooh.
Honey.
Wait, what's the one that Ray always does? They were doing it on Very That.
She has many. She has a whole language. She has the gay Dothraki drag speak of just vowels and W's and Y's.
Los Angeles has been getting me together because it's cold here now.
Mm-hmm. She's You see,
What is this?
This is fall in the morning, and then summer real quick at 1 o'clock, and then winter 4:29. 4:29 winter. You better have a hoodie. Don't try it without a hoodie.
It fucks with you.
Have you been moisturizing and stuff?
When you stay moisturizing, you don't have to get moisturizing.
Oh, she's the body butter girl. Now she's got her body. Do you butter your body?
Boy butter.
Do you keep your body moist when you put her to bed? In that pink IKEA bag?
That body.
The body.
My body.
The body.
Touch my body. my body. Body to body, heart to heart.
Do you wear the body in head over heels?
No.
She's not a body girl. She's a theater girl. Why?
You'd be both. Okay. This is the thing. Okay. I have that beautiful silicone body made by G Hammer 08, who's a skilled and talented artisan.
Local artisan.
Handcrafted, made to my body, and it's very impressive. And we basically made a fake body of my padded body. And I was always, as a kid, I was always like, so, wait a second. Okay. So, Ursula the Sea Witch, okay, for instance, she has the magical power to turn herself into Vanessa, this, stunning, you know.
Brunette, yeah.
Glamazon bitch ready to stomp the runway. Mm-hmm. She has the power to do that. And there's also, the Sword in the Stone wizard. She can sort of change herself into any form.
Mm-hmm.
And
as
a kid, I was always like, well, why doesn't she just stay like that for, long periods of time if she wanted to? And now, being an adult, I realize why. Probably because it fucking hurts. This is why drag is special because... And it's like the Cinderella thing. You can't stay in the fantasy all the time because it hurts too much. Wearing that silicone body is very difficult to put on. It's very heavy. It's very painful. And so I can only do it for brief spells of a time.
Oh, spellcaster.
We can't all be you and be a stunning Glamazon beauty at all times. You know what I mean?
Trey didn't like the session. He had gutted me. Good. But I didn't die. Good. Are you sad that your play is about to end? I'm going to come see it this week.
Oh, good. Please come.
I'm going to do mushrooms, I think, and like stand in the pit area and dance because I feel like that would be immersive and fun.
Honey, most theater shows, like, I wouldn't tell you to go see Angela's Ashes on mushrooms. I wouldn't.
I don't even know Angela.
But Angela? Angela?
Angela. Girl, Angie this year, though. Ooh, I want to know her.
I wouldn't recommend that. Angie Harmon?
No, on the new cast, the 14 Girls.
Oh, of course.
Angeria.
Angie Harmon, have you ever worked with her on a show?
Yeah, I was on Women's Murder Club with her and Delta and Chad Michaels. I was. Awesome. There's a whole picture of it. Go to Race Chaser Pod for that picture and comment how great we look.
What about Juliana Margulies? Have you ever worked with her?
I haven't. I haven't had that moment yet.
I quite like her. But what were we talking about? Oh, mushrooms. And this show? Yeah. No, this is the show that you want to be on. You want your pill to hit. You want your, like, edible to hit. Mm-hmm. Because it's very, like, for that. Especially if you're going to be on the floor. It's a very fun, colorful concert fucking boom, boom experience.
Yeah, I just want to see you in that wig so I can yell, updo.
Honey, she's an updo. And she's a lace back. She's a
lace back, lace front, lace back boots.
Lace front, lace back.
Oh.
Lace front, lace back. Back my lace front.
Oh. Is that what that
means? How's the Christmas Queens tour going?
The Christmas Queens tour is going great. I start on it in Kansas this week, I guess, because I don't know when this comes out. But, I'm expected to slay the bells.
Slay those bells.
Slay the bells. It's going to be fun.
It's Christmas.
I'm very excited. I love Christmas. I love Scoochy outfits.
Yes.
Finding a way to make holiday whore. You know, it's an art, I think, you know. Festive.
Come and get these Christmas cookies made festive, in my love fuckable. And oven.
Honey, all that.
Festive and fuckable. The Willem Christmas album.
Girl, why not? You know?
Unwrapped in red.
Unwrapped in... Let's do it in a sepia. The red looks a little harsh. There's an announcement that we have to make about our podcasting schedule, unfortunately. Due to the sickening nature of the programming, we need 2 weeks off. Forever Dog is taking 2 weeks off this week and next week. Or
company policy.
A week or in 2 weeks. They're taking 2 weeks off. So there's going to be no new podcast from December 24th. And we'll be back in 2022 for a brand new recap of season 14. But there's going to be 2 weeks off. And you can look at our YouTubes if you miss us or, you know, touch yourself Patreon. In a dark place. Patreon, whatever you want. Put the coins on the dresser for moms. But we're taking 2 weeks off. And it's our first time ever. In 3 years.
I recommend going back and listening to some of the early episodes where the microphone is fucked up. Just so we can all appreciate how far we've come and how much we've grown.
Honestly, I'm appreciative of how much we've grown. And I think that watching the spelling bee or Pictionary or any of those things will guarantee you and a room of your faggot friends and LGBTQIA's plus friends a good giggle. Put that on anytime you don't have something to watch during the holidays. You will laugh. It's Bob. It's Peppermint. It's me. It's Sherry. It's Bianca. It's Jiggly. It's Alaska. It's Naomi. It's so many funny girls just kikiing and playing. And I'm so proud of what we did in 2020 and 2021. Raising money for all these charities and being better people than we were the year before by contributing and making a difference. And you guys made a difference by buying the tickets for all that. So thank you for helping us do that. It means the world to me that we can be useful on our platforms.
Hallelujah.
And our platform heels.
Naomi.
Christy, girl, look at these ones.
Linda.
Have y'all seen those?
Ooh, that's pretty. That's very festive, too.
Yeah, well, I'm in full drag. I just wanted to show my sister my silver. Ooh, I might wear these on the Christmas tour because these will be great to hoverboard in.
It's very Christmassy to me.
Oh,
it's,
honey.
It's like a silver with a white trimming. The bottom of the heel is reminiscent almost of like a cottage or like a house.
The arches and leads. Remember that club that dripped from the ceiling?
You call it scalloped?
It is a scallop teal. Yes, you're very right. A scalloped.
I could go for some scallops right now.
A scalloped pad, but a flat heel. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Foot pad.
I don't know. I don't know how you got your foot so far above your head. I do know how.
The stretchings. What are you doing
for
the
next... Stretchings and touchings. Stretchings and I liked
and
it.
Touchings. And pants.
The smell of cheap, suckless face and body on his breath, and I liked it.
Oh, it was on the sheets for weeks.
The smell of cheap served vodka on his breath, and I liked it.
That part. Do you want to listen to a little Rainbow Spotlight?
I do.
It's a good song.
I was hoping you would ask.
It's by Conan Gray, and it's called Telepath.
Is that like Telegraph by the Pointer Sisters? Only one way to find out. Let's take a listen right now to Telepath by Conan Gray. Yes.
Don't even finish that sentence, babe. Already know all this sense. You say we're breaking up, what a shame. Don't even want to stay friends. God, it's just so you. You're just so predictable. Won't you try something original? Old news, reuse. That's why I don't cry. 'Cause I got a feeling.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Well, our Spotify roundup is here. Our top song of the year on Race Chaser is "Let's Get Political." So, do you want to hum a few bars? It got 4 million hours of airplay this year alone. So thank you. It goes like this.
Let's get political. I want to get political. Let me see your poly side. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you for making that the number one charting song of the year.
She rolled in the deep. We have some news. I mean, this was news to me. The Supreme Court heard arguments on a case that calls into question the Mississippi law that outlaws abortion after 15 weeks. And that could also lead to overturning Roe versus Wade. I've been off Twitter. I didn't know any of this.
Yeah. This is, I mean, I okay, let's, I'm going to read a little bit about it and then we can discuss. At stake in the Mississippi abortion case heard by the Supreme Court December 1st is access to the procedure of abortion for millions of people across the country. As Justice Brett Kavanaugh made clear at Wednesday's hearing, the justices are not considering whether to outlaw abortion nationwide, but a decision that overturns current Supreme Court precedent on abortion rights and one that specifically reverses the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade opinion could lead to bans on abortions being implemented in several states across the country. There won't be a decision on this until summer 2022, but it is a big decision hanging up in the air at the moment. This is, I mean, come on. This is a distraction. This is a smokescreen. We all know that abortion needs to be safe, it needs to be legal, and it needs to be accessible to anyone who needs this procedure. We all know that, and the majority of Americans understand that. This is meant to get us up in, you know, up and upset so that we're not paying attention to the fact that inflation is fucked, people aren't making enough money, billionaires are fucking making all the money.
Girl, I think it should be off the table in general for men to be ruling on women's bodies.
Thank you.
These are not women making these laws right now. At all. It's disgusting.
It's nonsense.
I hope it doesn't even get to the table. And we can only hope for the best and use our voices when we have to. Something that happened that is good is the Ahmaud Arbery verdict.
Right.
The jury found after 11 hours, Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Bryan Jr. guilty in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. They've all been found guilty of felony murder along with other charges and faced life in prison. Mm-hmm. Ahmaud was the 25-year-old black man out running in Brunswick, Georgia, when those three murderers cornered him with their vehicles and shot him. The video footage of the murder was viewed by millions of people. We saw it in May 2020, and there was a widespread outcry about America's just disregard, blatant disregard for black life. And the murderers will face hate crime charges in federal court in February, too, because there's now a federal indictment claiming that they attempted to seize and intimidate him specifically because of his race and skin color, which I think is right. If there was a white guy running in their neighborhood, they weren't going to do that. It's like,
right.
It's, and this is one of those places that they called a sundown county.
What is that?
It's a place where African-American people knew not to go after sundown because it was dangerous back in the day before Jim Crow and all that stuff. I learned about it on Lovecraft Country.
And not it even was like a storyline in that. Laws about when the sun is down.
Like not unspoken on the books. Like, don't be in this town. You could come here and do your business during the day, but not by sundown. You're out.
This is an example of the justice system, you know, actually working. I mean,
three
people who are murderers were found guilty of being murderers. So I guess that is positive. What is unfortunate is, first of all, the fact that Ahmaud Arbery lost his life. This is the life of a human being who got murdered. That is tremendously sad and a tragedy. 25 years old. And I wonder if it wasn't for the, you know, video footage,
honestly,
what would have happened here?
This was the one that was filmed. All the ones that haven't been, you know, mm-hmm. like it's I'm glad there's going to be a resolution to it, yes. which is nice after the last one, which was yes. just like, what the fuck with Rittenhouse?
Yeah.
Anyway, there's another good piece of news, though, from across the pond. You remember our friends Little Mix? They won the Brit Award for Best Group.
Oh, yes. Her name is Jade. I've been in her music video.
Jade, Leanne, Perry. Hey, girls.
Jade and the Leanne and the Perry and the this and the that. The moon mm-hmm. and the stars.
Sun
her name is Jade.
Jade.
Okay, the Brit Awards, the UK's biggest music awards, have announced that they are doing away with gendered categories.
Goodbye, don't need it, we're all equal, wonderful.
Okay, yes.
But they're finally doing it away after 40 years of a girl group never winning the Best Artist Award. Thank you so much for finally, like, realizing. Sometimes it just takes a little mix of girls. And it all falls into place. I think they're doing great things with everything. They're taking a break after this next album mm-hmm. for a second, but they've already said we're coming back. We're not breaking up. Like, all the new music. Ugh, I'm in heaven. I love them.
Yes. So the Brit Awards are dropping male and female solo artist categories, and instead they're bringing in a new award called Artist of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
They've also added a slew of new genre categories this year. Pop R&B act, alternative rock act, hip-hop rap grime act, and dance act. Finally, the Brits are replacing international male and female solo awards with a genderless award for International Artist of the Year.
I love that.
You know what I think they should do is add a category for drag.
Why not?
They should do this for the Grammys, and they should do this for the Brit Awards, and because it's a genre that's very active and very popular, but doesn't quite fit into any of the existing categories.
It's a little bit of everything at all times, you know?
Yeah.
Drag makes, you could have a drag award for any industry.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a great idea. I think we'll get a GoFundMe going for that.
Okay.
First, we'll have to figure out what hair we're wearing for this campaign.
Get the systems and the units in line.
Honey, back front, lace front.
Lace front, back my lace front. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? And we'll be back front, back with lace our lace front
boots.
Right after this break. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
These Candyland hoes. Have you seen the season 14 dolls? They are present and ready.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $100,000.
Miss Carrie Colby to the floor.
Honey, by this point, we have all seen the new promo, the new trailer, the new Meet the Queens, the new crop of divas and dolls from season 14.
The dolls have been delivered.
Drag Race flagship series.
Mm-hmm.
Drag Race season 14 is set to premiere Friday, January 7th, and we'll be talking about the season all 40 starting on January 12th.
Recapping the chic happenings of flagship. The season 14 is going to be so fun because yes. there's three LA girls. We've met June Jambalaya. Mm-hmm. We have Miss Carrie Colby, Cornbread the mm-hmm. Snack Jeté. Mm-hmm. The girls are present. Lovely. We have some Atlanta dolls. Bosco. Our Nashville Bosco. Friend, Georges.
Bosco! Mm-hmm. Bosco!
It's from Seinfeld.
from who?
Okay, now let's talk about the theme before we talk about each individual gal.
Candyland Hooker.
The
honey,
theme.
This is the There's great theme. What's your theme? Candyland Hooker. Oh, okay. That's very clear. Everybody knows Candyland Hooker. Lady Camden, definitely Candyland Hooker.
Now, I watched the Meet the Queens, admittedly, before I watched the sort of super teaser trailer thing.
I watched them all at once.
And I was like, oh, they're doing like a gaming thing because they're in like an arcade. Mm-hmm. They're like inside a game thing. So they're doing like a gaming thing. What would you have done for a look that was Candyland Hooker game piece, game figurine themed?
Oh, honey, the mud monster in the chocolate swamp, for sure. Just dripping in,
Enough
honey.
About your last date, please.
Oh, what would you have done? Lord Licorice?
To me? For me?
Me?
I just think about Monopoly, and so, I mean, I think Lady Camden is sort of doing it with the top hat,
uh-huh.
which is very recognizable, very like the millionaire from from Monopoly, but maybe I would have gone a different direction, like, I always like, there's like the iron. What are the other
The
pieces?
Car is good, the top hat. You could just be the top hat with legs.
The dog.
like the dog.
Excuse
you know what?
Me. You know what? Get the fuck off this a call pregnant dog. Right now. Get the fuck off this Zoom call.
Make
now.
Me the host. Make me the host. You know, I also saw a conceptually Carrie Colby's outfit was kind of shaped like a sorry piece, like a game piece. It
yes.
kind of looked. It gave me sorry piece,
I
and
see
I was
that.
Like,
sorry, she, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. I loved all the girls' outfits.
Should we go gal by gal and you know, give our impressions? I mean, did anyone really stand out for you? Of course, the LA girls.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go through alphabetically, okay?
Okay, I love that.
Alyssa Hunter. She's Funny. Hailing from Puerto Rico. Her name is a hybrid of Alyssa Edwards and Danielle Hunter, continental pageantine divas.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Patch.
She won her first pageant at 16 years old. You know, these girls start earlier and earlier uh-huh. in this business. And her mother won Miss Puerto Rico. And she says that she's known around San Juan for being a bitch.
A bitch. I think she could get away with being a bitch because the face is right. This hair system, this is very Yara Sophia. A decade later, like Yara was doing stuff with hair that no one had ever seen. These Puerto Rican girls,
inventive.
They can do hair.
Yes.
And this is a hair thing I've never seen. It's like alien, goddess. It's very Vanessa Van Cartier. Like glam future drag. And
in this photo, she was like, baby, I need you to stand over there and you need to stand over there out of frame and you need to hold this train.
Nobody
so
brought
it's
a wind machine.
Out.
Nobody brought wind.
Baby, you need to stand over there. Very Alyssa Edwards. Baby, honey, I know you're the lighting gaffer. I need you to hold this for me, baby.
Put down that catering. Come get this side.
Oh, you're the director? Yeah, I need you to stand over here, baby. I need you to hold this chiffon, baby.
Yeah, I have a heart out at 3:45. My flight's at 5. I need wind of wonder. Fuck the world. Give me some wind.
She looks very spacey, very alien-esque. She's got straps down her legs. Mm. She looks cool.
Next, this is a front runner from the start for me, Angeria Paris Van Michaels.
Is an event in and of itself.
Honey, you're going to need to make extra room on that flyer.
Honey.
That is 34 characters for her name. I love her. You can call her Angie, though. She's on my list. She's from the ATL, and she says her mix is pageant pageant to the core, but country as hell. And she's known for her mug. And she paints other girls in town. And this is a face, honey.
She's got the face. She's got the mug. She looks beautiful. Her name is an event in and of itself.
Everything. Seated.
It's sort of, the dress sort of has like fish scales. Like she's some sort of toxic electric fish from the deep sea or something, right?
Yeah, it could definitely give red fish. For sure, with these gold, like, accoutrements and yellow. Yeah, I don't know what game she was playing when they said the theme is game pieces.
Oh, honey, she's not playing games.
She's not games. She's not here to do that at all. She said,
she looks fabulous.
She said, you could take a lose the turn card, honey. She's right on red. What do you think of Bosco? She's Bosco. A Seattle girl.
Bosco!
I love her eyebrows.
She's very, very funny, very droll, and her name comes from her childhood dead dog, which it's always good to have a quick answer for where your name comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It's always up. Mine is always it comes from marijuana, because it does. Your name is, because maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Willem.
Well, you go away.
I can't think of an answer to this question. So,
Bosco says she's got good teeth, a fat ass, and a good attitude, and that's what America needs right now. I like
very
her.
Very funny, very droll.
Yeah, she's giving me a little bit Jinx, a little bit me, very like self-aware.
All I saw was a red wig and a silver dress.
Honestly, baby Davina vibes in this picture too.
She's boldly giving red wig and a silver dress. She's got these like red strap kind of situations. I'm zooming in, guys. The red strapping is interesting. I wonder.
Is that gray sweatpant material? I feel like it is really corseted and like made into this great like. It's very Jeremy Scott, like an athletic fabric made into like a flame shape, like Prada-ish.
Yeah.
Very. She looks great.
And the eyebrow shape she's giving is really cool. And
so
inventive.
Cool.
She looks cool. And she's really funny.
Toot, for sure.
Daya Betty, hailing from the great state of Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, part of the Crystal Method family. Her name comes from being a diabetic. Also really, really fucking funny. She's giving me very like Trixie Mattel humor. Very quick, very dry, very witty, very funny.
Yeah. Seems like she'll be great in the season.
She's a tall hoe.
She's a tall hoe. I think I worked with her.
Yeah.
On a hard candy tour.
Hard candy's not good for diabetics though.
Girl, there's juice is better.
I have some hard candy in my purse.
Girl, I bet you Deja Sky has some candy in her purse. She's from Fresno, and she is... She says she got her name from Beyonce Deja Vu and a childhood TV character that she thought was hot named Sky.
Deja Sky, she's stunning. Curvy, colorful... She makes her own looks, which, looking at this, I mean,
Amazing. It's
latex, yes?
It looks like it definitely could be.
Working with latex is not the easiest thing in the world. And this look, she said, I'm giving you everything. I'm giving you bows. I'm giving you puffs. I'm giving you straps.
This outfit and hair tells you exactly who she is. She doesn't even need to say a word. Just she's poised. She's perfect. And I love that she thinks drag is the best job in the world because she's right. And her outfit shows it. She's like, look at what I did. This is the drag. And who couldn't be happy looking at this picture and this girl? I think she's great. She's going to give good interview. The hair is great. Mm-hmm. She's an event just looking at her.
The hair is giving me... game board game piece because you need a thing to grab onto. It goes up into this aqua green point. You need the little piece to grab while you move it across the board. So that was very smart.
Yeah, I think she killed it. She understood the assignment for sure.
She looks cool as fuck.
And she's from Fresno.
Frez, yes. Mm-hmm. Jasmine Kennedy. I'm going to make Frez, yes happen. So just keep hearing it. IJS.
I just got a time hop from this morning that said, has a Fresno campaign because I was there for Christmas Queens this time last year, and it says Fres Yes Girls.
Aww.
Yeah, all drag queens think alike.
I love that.
2019.
Her Jasmine hair? Jasmine Kennedy. 22 years old from New York City.
Backflipping bimbo.
Yes. And she's one New York girl.
Only one. That's crazy.
I can't imagine the pressure of being 22 and being thrown on Drag Race. I mean.
Why? Aquaria did it and she won.
I know. It's just, you know, I mean, I'm. Girl, okay. I love this hair. Can we talk about the hair?
The bang, the dress. I'm pleased by all of it, but I think she's a very talented person just by watching her walk and her Meet the Queens. She showed she knew her angles. She could do some splits. She's a dancer. I was like, she should be doing this. She's in her prime. She's 22. Let her live. And I hope she does great.
I'm not saying she shouldn't do it. I'm saying it's a tremendous amount of pressure for a very young person.
Oh, no. I'm excited to watch her. And yeah. I think she'll do great. I don't think age plays a difference into it for her. She seems like a pro right off the bat.
I'm a pro. I'm a pro. Yeah, she's really stunning. And I can't wait to see more of this. That fucking hair. This is one of those things. Every time the new Meet the Queens comes out, something becomes the thing that all drag queens start doing. And I have a feeling this little tiny detail, it almost looks 3D printed, this blonde bang.
It's so great.
I have a feeling I'll be stealing that in the near future. And I think a lot of people will be.
Zach Killian, screen cap that. I want it too.
Gorgeous.
Ooh.
Looking good and feeling gorgeous. She, 21!
Yeah, she's been on cast at Play in Nashville, though, for a minute.
We live, honey.
Yeah, she is amazing. She's from San Antonio, but she lives in Nashville now. And she's a showgirl. And she said, Chichi Rodriguez has been a huge inspiration. And she says she's probably the smallest queen of the cast.
Honey, we love a short, petite Spitfire queen.
She did say like a short Latin queen hasn't won yet or something like that, but I was like, Bianca Del Rio.
Yeah, Bianca
Del Rio. There was
a
comment about something like that.
She is short, but her mouth is very tall because she's she talks really
old. Tall mouth.
She talks really tall.
Girl.
But yeah, she is very petite. Georges is gorgeous.
Ostrich.
Very beautiful
ostrich feather, looking like a flamingo.
And I think she's competing for trade of the season as well. I don't know if you've gotten into any of the out of drag.
Yeah, did it take you there?
Going
on gondola rides.
Well, it's a huge part of Drag Race, especially now, is what you're giving out of drag as much as you're giving in drag. But no, she's very cute. Next up, June Jambalaya. What month were you born in?
June. What's the last thing you had in the cafeteria?
A peanut butter toast.
June PBT.
And I was thinking about that because I was thinking about that the way she got her name, which was it's the month she was born.
She was born and how the last thing she ate.
Which works for most months because most months are beautiful names. I mean, January is a beautiful name. December is a stunning. I was born in March. I don't know that March is the prettiest. But actually, now that I'm saying it, I don't know. It could be kind of pretty.
I mean,
March peanut butter toast. See, it doesn't work in all instances.
Mine would be June Dick.
That's a great name.
June Dick. That's my new drag name. June. What's the room under? June Dick.
That is a great name. She sounds like a with a D. Noir queen.
Honey, I love June Dick. But June Jambalaya seems nice, too. She started drag in 2018. Beautiful. And I like that she said that she worked as a stylist. She worked as a dancer. She worked as, like, makeup artist. And, like, now she can combine all those things into her drag. And she says she likes to wear nice clothes and do ratchet things. And honey, you can give her my number because that sounds fun.
Let's take a moment.
The photo, honey.
The photo is sitting.
This is Matthew level. This photo is great.
Gorgeous. And the earrings have these long strands hanging up. First of all, they're huge hoops, which we, you know.
Bigger the hoop.
And they stay in perfect circles on either side of her throughout her whole interview, which I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
And they have these long strands hanging off of them. And in the photo, it looks like she tossed them. And then they captured the photo.
It's so great.
Beautiful, fabulous.
It's this, like, neon watermelon type of color scheme of pink and, like, hot green. And this little big top knot with some chopsticks. She looks great. She may have won the promo for me if it weren't for some of the other fact that I knew the other girls, too. And they're my friends.
This gown is giving me, and even the shoe and everything, is giving me very RuPaul from VH1, the RuPaul talk show. She would always have bold colors, and it's sort of and always like the leg slit. I love it as a reference and not a recreation. I think she looks fabulous, and she gave great interview as well.
Yeah, another great interview, Carrie Colby. She was very comfortable on camera, funny, just like perky and natural.
Stunning!
She's a Dallas girl, but she's in LA now, and she's a legendary House of Colby, and her reputation is for being that bitch. There's been times when I've been in clubs and I was like, who is that? Because I only see her from behind, and I see how tall, and I see the hair, and then I'm like, she turns around, and I was like, oh, that's Carrie. Like, of course, her hair is always impeccable. I love her shoe in this photo. She looks like she's dripping in, like, pink lava. It's like this pink buttercream chocolate striped hair. It's so beautiful.
And I think that seeing this promo photo, I think that she nailed the game piece prompt more than anyone that I've seen so far.
'Cause the silhouette.
Yes, it's blatantly and
even the heel, the way the heel gives that game piece moment.
Yeah.
It's concept.
And I'm obsessed with Carrie Colby. It's no secret. She's extremely captivating as a performer. She appeared in my comedy special. And she does a number in it. And she's really, really stunning and gorgeous and lovely. So, and Los Angeles, hello.
Honey, LA's in season. We also have Cornbread, the snack jeté.
Yeah.
She has jokes on jokes on jokes in her interview. And she says her name comes from a prison TV show where a person killed someone who was eating cornbread. And she says she likes attention and she's scared the runway is going to be slippery.
This is how you give an interview.
Not all people have the gift of gab like Cornbread does, you know? Like, some of these girls, they prepare their outfits and their hairs, but they didn't prepare a good enough answer for why are you America's Next Drag Superstar? Like, that is, you know you're going to be asked that. Figure out something funny before you get there, captivating. Don't just go,
Yes.
There was not an in Cornbread's whole moment. She used every single second of it to entertain us.
She's so funny, and
she's so great.
I've seen her perform many times, and she's always got a point of view, and she's always really, really funny. And she looks phenomenal. This is like, I mean, it's like a Super Saiyan kind of Sailor Moon, fucking blue horns, yellow orb of light.
I'm getting all that. She's giving me sunset too, and like a sunset dipping into the water. I don't know what game it is, and I don't know what the rules are, but I want to play.
I want to play.
It looks like a team game. Yeah. I'll be on her team. Exciting. Team Cornbread.
Very exciting to see Cornbread. I mean, she nailed this interview. I can't say it enough.
Yeah.
Everyone, you know, everyone's charming and lovely and gorgeous, but Cornbread
she swept interview.
Crushed this interview. She was so funny, so natural. It wasn't like she sat and wrote these responses. She's just very, like, naturally had something to say for everything. It was fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Cornbread.
LA all the way.
Okay. Lady Camden from Camden Town in North London, but now a San Francisco doll. She's a trained ballerina. She likes camp. She likes sexiness. People think she's posh because of her accent. But she's really just a slag, isn't she?
I mean...
And her conflict strategy is too high. She doesn't like conflict, which I get.
I like this outfit. It's very Monopoly hooker.
Very Monopoly hooker. Very, she has a monopoly on sex work.
Like, if the guy from Monopoly was fucking somebody, this would be her. You know what I mean?
Yes.
She's got a mustache on the cane. She's got a green boot. Honey, but why them boots? These boots are great. A chartreuse boot. And then a pink pop collar. She's given me kind of like Elliot with a T meets Chanel if they had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. She's pretty. I'm not mad. I love the hat.
It's a cool look, and it's definitely an interesting take on the theme.
Yeah.
She's got the mustache on the cane with the top hat. No one, I don't think anyone else really went this direction. And the coat has these two long tails that hang all the way down to the floor, which is really, really cool. And it's not just a classic silhouette. It's sort of a twist and upping the ante of a classic silhouette. She looks cool as fuck.
Yeah, not mad at all. Let's talk about Matty Morphosis.
Okay.
She's from Arkansas. She is a cisgender man, straight queen. She says her identity doesn't weigh in on her drag much. She never thought she'd do drag, but camp and comedy queens inspired her, and she thinks her presence on the show might teach the straight audience about identity.
She's okay.
Wait, hold on. The shark got out of the tank. And somebody wants to jump it with the jet ski?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Girl, they're just casting straight people now.
Well,
like that was this was our show.
Okay.
This is for. Never mind. Sure, okay. Let it give more straight people opportunities to play gays on TV. Come on, Eddie Redmayne, playing the MC in Cabaret in England. You play the Danish girl. I'm mad about straight people right now in gay spaces a little bit.
Yeah.
I just think that some of them are taking advantage, and Eddie Redmayne is doing that right now. Like, you said you weren't going to play our roles after the Danish girl, and now you're doing it again. Girl, give that to a faggot.
Yeah.
I'm happy for Maddie. Happy for Maddie.
She's a beautiful girl. She deserves everything beautiful in life.
She's my sister now, but I'm like, you know, there's so many... happy for anybody who gets joy from drag and can, like, use this to spread a message of inclusion.
Of course. And Matty Morphosis does have a sense of humor.
But where is her wig?
Okay. Matty Morphosis has a sense of humor about this because I saw that she posted something, and it was like, you know, these memes are meant to be mean, but some of them are just hilarious. And it was like a swipe through of all of these like tweets about her. And
hateful things like I said?
They were like jokes. Oh. It was like, what? During Untucked, are they going to hand her a beer? And her a Coors Light. Oh, and then the other one was like, wow, I can't believe... Finally, there's going to be a lip sync of what's it called? Mr. Brightside? Is that
straight? Okay.
I don't. This is you. You can't really say drag is for everyone and then be like, well, but not you. Okay, so drag is for everyone. I believe that, but like you said, Drag Race is an elevation to the highest platform of the art form. And maybe, I don't know, maybe this can be a learning moment.
Yeah, I shouldn't judge because I don't know her drag. She's probably very worthy of being there. I would just rather give an LGBTQIA person an opportunity than a straight person.
Always.
And that's what I would have. And if I were given that opportunity and I were straight, I would have put on a goddamn piece of hair. A spit curl. Okay. Give me something. Give me a ponytail at your waist, at least. Something to play with the hair. I need some...
So you take...
I love the glove. The paint is beautiful. I love the earring. She's giving me Westworld bordello robot.
And the, And the matchy matchy was there. I mean, the face matches the chest with and
matches
the legs,
the wrist. There's not a hint of no matchy syndrome. The paint is so elevated, beautiful. Somebody must have gotten the back of her neck too, because you know it was painted. yeah. So I'm reserving judgment. Sorry if I went off a little bit, but that's just how I feel.
No, it's okay. This is how a lot of people feel, and I don't want to, you know, tear down this person who's having a really exciting moment.
Yeah.
And I also don't know her.
Yeah, that's my gig.
And I will call her because she does drag. I don't care if she's straight or not. And the further we get away from, you know, gender and being concerned about what people's, you know, genitals are and who people sleep with, I think as a society, the better off we will be, the less we're concerned about it. So maybe this is a step in that direction. I don't know. All will be revealed.
Yeah.
She just better be fierce.
She better be.
She better be fierce as fuck.
She better. If she's not, oh, honey, she's going to be first to go.
I don't care who she sleeps with, but she just better be sickling. Orion.
They're still fucking their producers?
Orion's story. She's from Grand Rapids, Michigan. She doesn't care what people think about her as long as they think about her. Her drag is a tribute to her mom, and she's the first queen from Michigan.
Work.
She loves drag because she could do anything, make music or make earrings, etc.
That's the PEG motto. Make earrings, lunchboxes, music, something.
That's right. Go to alaskathunderfuck.com.
The outfit on Miss Orion, she's giving me inside out butthole. With all these folds.
Are you mad?
I'm not mad. I just think that there's a cream for that. The glove, this concept of a glove is great. She looks like she was caught in the chocolate swamp in Candyland. Priscilla Presley hair.
Yes.
Pink on the inside, because we're all pink inside. She's given Angelina leg. Just posed ever so. She looks great.
Do you think she was inspired by the mud monster, like you said?
The mud monster comes but once a year, and this could be her year.
That's why we recommend Pure for Man. Mm-hmm.
I love the shape.
I love it. And I love the unusual color choice of brown with pink. I mean, I'm here for this.
It's Neapolitan in tones for sure.
And I like the look of prolapsed, sort of rosebudded, sort of innards. I like it.
Innards, out your innards or outards.
Finally, Willow Pill. Tell us about her.
She wanted to be a lesbian witch, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, so she got the name Willow from Willow. And then Pill comes from her daily intake because she has chronic kidney issues. Mm. And Drag Race fun fact, Evie Oddly is her mom.
Oh, honey.
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure I saw her in an Evie video once. She's been doing drag for 5 years, and she came to have fun, she said. And her outfit, this blue raspberry cartoon, I'm sure she designed it, made it all. It's fucking great. She's got, like, a permanent Instagram filter makeup on her face, basically. She is the new generation, for sure. I love her. What do you think of her? And a Say Something hat.
I'm really obsessed with this look.
Me too.
It's so graphic. It's memorable. It grabs your attention. I also remember her from the Meet the Queens thing where they're walking through
the yellow smiley face. Her outfit was great.
She knows how to fucking do a drag look that is gonna grab your fucking attention and keep your and be really memorable. She's definitely one to watch. So fierce, so stunning, such a point of view. Obsessed.
And girl, if you're obsessed, you can get on next season 15. I applied.
You did? I hope you get it, gal. You know what? It's your turn.
I mean, they submitted me for background. They asked for more information. So I was like, maybe they're serious. They're realizing what I could offer. So we'll see what happens. But I'm very excited for season 14. These girls look great.
Do you think it's significant that they did their Meet the Queens interviews inside of a claw arcade game, which is a rigged game that is impossible to win?
I mean, you did it. Oh, we're not talking about that. Sorry. I think it is hilarious. She-larious almost.
You heard in the promo that Rue said there's something about a magic candy bar this season. That yeah. If you, like, get the magic candy
bar. A Wonka
bar? Yeah.
Part of the prize is a candy bar. It's all about candy. It's about a candy bar. Diabetti. I don't know how she's going to respond to this.
Girl, she'll be missing you like candy.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back. Congratulations, season 14 Divas!
Welcome to the family, girls! Send in your $35 for 2022 registration. Cave is so dark.
Oh, watch out for that stalactite, doll. Oh, don't snag your tights on that stalactite.
Oh, I got a runner. This first message in Spelunkings comes from Anthony. Oh, we didn't do the theme. It's time to go Spelunking. Unking.
Deep inside.
This first message comes from Anthony. It says, "Hello, Willem, Alaska, and Dipper. Just hoping to shed some light on the potential reasoning for the script of Whatever Happened to Merle Ginsburg. What it seems like to me, for me personally, Alaska voice, is that they were poking fun at RuPaul herself, how she doesn't remember what anyone else says and it should be all about her. So the writers gave the girls nonsense lines to say as if RuPaul couldn't be bothered to recall the events. Also, shout out to y'all, Mom Podcast, being my top playlist of the Spotify year-end wrap-up for a second year in a row. Happy water off a duck's back, Anthony." I think Anthony could be right.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that's what they were going for. And we thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
From Griffin, this message says, "Hello, Willem, Tina, Big D, and I got a tiny little question to Alaska. Much like how Cracker couldn't sleep because Angina wasn't in the bottom two, or how Ginger Minj couldn't sleep at night unless she sent Scarlet Envy home from AS6. I, too, can't sleep at night until I get closure on Willem's anecdote. Last hot goss, Willem expressed that whilst she was getting railed, she got a close-fisted punch to the head. She said in that moment she had to make a decision, but then she didn't say what happened next. Please help me sleep. Willem, please tell me what happened after you got donkey punched. Were you okay? Affectionately, Griffin."
Wait, no, I got punched in the face when I was doing popper slap, not when I was getting railed.
Oh. But you had to make a decision in that moment, which was to punch them back or not?
No, how to react kindly in a situation.
It is very visceral to be hit in the face.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's happened before.
I went to jail for battery. I know you and RuPaul got in a fist fight outside of World of Wonder. Mm-hmm.
Over Versace boots.
We have beach balls in Head Over Heels during one of the songs, mm-hmm. and they hit us in the fucking face all the time. They hit us in the head. It happens when balls are bouncing around. They're bound to hit people in the head. Mm-hmm. I've been hit square in the head so many times with beach balls, and it's very jarring. But I mean, it's fun in that context, but
girl,
out of context?
Jarring and canning. Make the marmalade.
Making some marmalade.
We have a message.
Yeah, you read it.
This next message comes from Ahmed. It's, "Dear Alaska, Willem, and Dipper, thank you for making my dream come true by describing my dick on your podcast. You described it as a vessel. And since, I've had multiple people I've never met come up to me at bars and ask, 'Are you the single pediatrician from San Francisco with the vessel?'
Really?
They usually then ask if they could see the vessel, and I coyly reply, 'I'll show it to you in the bedroom,' which is a lie, as my whole kickball team and countless people on Grindr have seen the same pic and several others. You've gone from drag queens I adore to my fairy drag godmothers, who, with the swoosh of your tongues, brought much-needed spice back to into my bedroom. Alaska, I just finished your book. It was candid, honest, and inspirational. I didn't realize Jeremy was such a lifetime friend of yours. I have tickets to your winter solstice cabaret in San Fran in December and can't wait. Love you all. A gay, single, happy pediatrician in San Fran. P.S. Since I sent you a hard dick last time, here's a few flaccid, one trimmed hard, since I'm hairy, all the rest.
All right, Vessel.
Didn't I try to... Wait,
Christ. How do people recognize you, though? How do people come up and say, are you the gay pediatrician? Like, do you wear a
Maybe he's wearing scrubs. Maybe he's got a stethoscope or his hospital badge. I don't know, but, like, I am here for it. I have a show January 8th at the Oasis in San Fran, Ahmed. I would love for you to be my guest there. You could be my personal spit crew. Okay. Hit me up.
All right. And Dipper on Manita's
email.
I will see you on December 22nd in San Francisco. Jeremy and I are doing a show there. And
Ahmed's going to get the winter solstice. And I'm going to give him the winter holstice. He's going to get it, Ahmed, honey. Oh, baby.
Can I get an Ahmed?
Bring the vessel. Can I get an Ahmed? Multiple times.
We thank you, and I'll see you on the 22nd.
Honey, you see that Apple Watch couldn't even fit around his dick in that picture.
Oh, my God.
That dick is so big. Okay. I'm going to get my steps just walking around that dick.
Yes.
Honey, my Apple. Oh, my Apple Watch, not the Apple Watch. This one. He's the one, honey.
You'll be looking like Orion Story's dress in no time.
Oh, baby. The turnabout.
Is that it? We're closing up, or do we do the last one?
No, we'll close up because the third segment.
Right. I'm gonna need to close out. Can I get your card?
Yeah, honey, I left my card here last night. Oh, okay, I'll just have one drink. I'll just have one.
Do you have any peanuts to snack on and pretzels?
I came all the way across town.
I was just picking up a wig from Belinda.
I left my card here last night. I don't know. Oh, I didn't leave it here? I must have left it at Fiesta.
I swear, it was under my AB ring. I put it right on the shelf. Thank you so
much. I must have left it at Rocco's. Oh, damn. I'm going to have to go over
there.
Oh,
in the basement. Call Lolita Colby. She'll let you in. She's Carrie's sister. Thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss.
Send us your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, and we also have bonus video content available at patreon.com/Willem.
Follow us on Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, at racechaserpod, at mompodcasts. It's worth it.
Yeah, the link on Instagram at racechaserpodcast, at racechaserpod, also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the BLM movement, and a link to aapip.org to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Get the vax, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy out there, everyone. Mm-hmm.
And we will be back next week with more piping, steaming, scalding,
oil.
Hot goss.
That's hot goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.